Hey Potters! Welcome to episode 177 of Cospod Podcast for all things cosplay. I am back, baby.
You and your 80s DJ self. Wow.
I mean, I can do the big hair if you want.
That'd be fun. We should do that.
I do have enough volume if I just kind of pile it on top of my head for a night and then just let it go. It just Bob Ross style.
I can't do that. I have to do a lot of teasing, but it doesn't take much. That and hairspray. Just get the big Texas hair.
But I am back. Sorry, you guys, for not being there last episode. I know you guys probably, some of you enjoyed that break from hearing me jabber for an hour, and I am perfectly okay with this because I know that not everybody likes hearing me talk, and that is perfectly fine. But all of my electronics hate me, and that is why I was not here last episode, and finally we have fixed the problem, at least temporarily, until I managed to get everything set in place.
Fingers and toes crossed that this does not happen.
I'm not touching anything until this recording is over. And once that is over, I'm going to have to go and tweak things again. So,
screenshots of what you did.
Bear with us. Oh, I already mentally know what I did. I don't need screenshots. I know what I did. So, that said, welcome to episode 177. This is one of my favorite episodes of the year. This is where we will talk about all of the sexy costumes that come out every year. And of course, I'm laughing as I say this only because every year we never cease to be surprised by what people come up with. And so we will be talking about that a little bit later in the episode. But first, we have some announcements and cosplay updates to get through. I personally do not have any cosplay updates of note, simply because hiatus from cosplay, working on other things. Oh, and Halloween is coming up, so I'm having to get ready for that too, which is completely separate from cosplay, just FYI.
Yeah, so, Halloween is a lifestyle. It is not more than cosplay. It is its own thing.
Plus, Halloween is the one time where it's kind of different than cosplay. Even if you're a cosplayer, it just doesn't feel quite the same. It's a different kind of thing.
Yeah, it most different definitely kind of is. Yeah.
So, of course, we'll be prepping for that. And since it falls on a Wednesday this year, which is a little bit awkward for those of us here in the States, since it falls in the middle of the work week and the middle of the school week. So, most everybody that at least I know is having parties both before and after Halloween.
Yep.
So it's the weekend before. In fact, some people are having it 2 weekends before. And then the weekend after. By which point, of course, all of the candy is on discount.
That's the best part.
It's big candy discount day. It's always that day, the day after Easter, and the day after Valentine's.
Those are the best times to stock up.
And you have to go early to get the good stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to the bad stuff that I know some of you guys like purposefully buy to hand out to kids on Halloween because you want to keep the good stuff yourself. Just remember that you still have to fit into those cosplays at some point. I joke, all things in moderation, chocolate and peanut butter are heaven's gift to the people of Earth.
I do love the chocolate. The chocolate is my sin. And coffee.
But we do have a couple of announcements.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. First and foremost, by the time you guys hear this episode, you guys will have about one more week to submit your cosplay horror stories. And by cosplay horror stories, we simply mean that anything that is funny or was kind of embarrassing or, you know, those sorts of stories that you tell at midnight over a couple of drinks to your fellow cosplayers, that sort of thing. Now, you just heard me mention drinks, and yes, this is typically a family-friendly show. However, this one episode of the year that is coming up after this one that you are listening to now is called our After Dark episode. And it is called that because we do not censor that episode. It is not a family-friendly episode. It is not safe for work. I highly recommend that you wear headphones and do not have young children in the room when you listen to that episode, because we will not be censoring any of it. It is the one time a year when we do this.
It's so much fun.
And of course, you guys are also welcome. You know, if you are of age, please, you know, be legal, be safe. You are welcome to also imbibe the beverage of your choice while listening to it. Or for joining us, you know, as part of the audience, because we do record this live. We do it, announce it in advance. And you guys are always welcome to join us during the live recording and discuss your own cosplay horror stories. Now, when you submit the stories, you are more than welcome to ask us to redact your name. If you would like, you are welcome to use a writer's handle, a pseudonym if you prefer. If you need anything in the story left out, we are more than happy to work with you. Just let us know what you need, what we are allowed to say on air, and we'll be happy to work with you. But make sure that you guys get those in. Let's see. I believe this will be dropping this weekend. So by the 20th, please have everything in to us by the 20th of October so that we have time to go ahead and process those and make sure that, you know, we have what we need to be able to record the show.
Preferably sooner, but you can email us. You can hit us up on Discord. If you want to post it publicly, you can do it on Facebook, or you can also message us on Facebook. We got multiple outlets that you can contact us through.
Yep. Any of the above is perfectly welcome. And then, of course, we will have upcoming news, hopefully by next episode, about another cosplay contest that's coming up. It'll be a few months, though, down the road.
I have to sit here and think about this. Do you mean
March?
Oh, okay. Yeah, ours. Never mind.
Yeah.
I actually had to genuinely sit here and be like, what is she talking about? I don't understand. Yeah. I'm confused.
The one where we take over the world, Pinky and the Brain style.
Gotcha. Okay. Can do brain. You got it.
Woohoo! Yes.
I already concede that I am Pinky, so it's fine.
Narf.
You say narf way better than I do.
Oh, in another life, I kind of would have loved to do voices for cartoons. In another life. All right, so let's go ahead and get started unless we have anything else that we need to announce.
Nope, we don't have anything to announce for that, but do we want to roll ahead into cosplay updates? If anybody has been following me on my social media channels, particularly Instagram, you guys know how I have been appliquing like crazy, all the applique all the time, and it's just been maddening, and I've been actually doing a lot of live streaming of it too. So a couple people have been sitting in and watching me as I've been doing all of this madness. And yay me, I have finished all of my applique work for Snow White. Yay, I'm so happy. Now, just because I'm done sewing it, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm done with it. I still have so much more I have to do. Just the other day, I finished putting on the backing for it. And I'm at the point now where I have to cut it all out again before I can attach it to the dress. That is the phase that I am at, and it is highly annoying, but I think it looks really, really pretty. I'm really happy with how it turned out. So like this one, for example, here's the before I did all the stitching, and then here's the after with the stitching.
That obviously is a lot lighting. Of yards of thread, I just want to say.
Do you want to know how many yards it's so far?
So for those who aren't watching the podcast, for those who do listen, it says 2,550 yards of thread.
And this was only 5 days ago. It went up drastically since then. I'm now borderline 3,000. And that's for all of the applique pieces. So it's not just the bottom of the dress. It's also including the bodice and the sleeves.
Soon you will be over 9,000.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen because I'm at the point where I don't want to do anymore. I'm kind of done. And then I wanted to show off a little bit of the back before I covered it all up again. Because you won't be able to see this soon enough. It's all going to be covered. But yeah, that's been my life. And oh, hey, look, there's our chat room. Hi. Stop sharing. Thank you very much. Bye. It's been a lot of work. I'm glad that I'm like, these close to being done. And then I got reminded, oh, yeah, I got to cut all this out again. Great. I have so many regrets. It's okay. It's all good. I'm just glad it turned out as nicely as it did. And as long as I get it done this year, that's all I care about at this point. As long as it's done. And I'll have one costume done. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. It's just Snow White stuff.
All right. So hopefully you guys are sitting on the edge of your seat. I know you paid for the whole thing, but the edge is all you're going to need, as they say. Let us talk about the 2018 sexy costumes.
Very meme-y sexy costumes. We'll have a bitch.
They're always meme-y.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a much more extensive list in our Halloween episode like we always do. But this was just like the tip of the iceberg. And we're like, oh, wow. People are already doing these things. Okay.
They like to start early. They really do.
They really do.
And of course, if you guys have some that you want to share with us that we've missed on the show, because we know that we have not seen them all. please feel free to share them with us, either via the Discord or on any of our other social media. And we're happy to discuss them next episode when we do our episode.
Absolutely, yeah, because we find some of the craziest and weirdest things, and we're just like, wow, they're actually selling this. Okay.
Yes. Some of them are disturbing.
Yeah, I think my favorite is the one where they did like sexy Sesame Street characters. It's just like, oh, no, please
my
don't.
My childhood hurts. And, you know, the only disclaimer that I'm going to give in this, aside from obviously these are our opinions, our individual opinions, please take them with a hefty handful of salt. These are not meant to, you know, say this is how reality is. It's just how we feel about it. And yes, we're going to make fun of them. However, my disclaimer is just be very wary if you choose to wear any of these in given environments, because sometimes there can be consequences. And yes, they may be funny, but not everybody will take it the same way you do. Especially if the costume has a particular political bent to it. Please be very careful, you guys. We want everyone to have fun at Halloween. We do not want anybody hurt at Halloween. Oh, thanks.
I'm filling up her feed. Somebody in the chat, we happened to mention something about 80s
DJs. She gave me a wall of text.
I gave her a wall of text on accident because Google sucks like that sometimes. But I was like, huh, we could probably do 80s DJ for our costumes.
I asked her what DJs look like when they dress up. Like, how do you dress like a DJ? At least all of the pictures I've ever seen of DJs have them in pretty standard clothing.
Yeah, most of them are pretty like chill and casual. But if we're doing 80s DJ, then it's like extra special. All the day glow. All the day glow. And the neon.
I mean, I can seriously do a fro.
Do it, man.
I just have to find, I think I can get a headband. The only thing, like, I can't do anything from the lower half down, like leg warmers or anything, because you guys won't see them anyway.
Yeah,
or
nobody's going to see it.
You're only going to see anything from, you know, the waist up.
Right.
So I may have to do, like, glow bracelets or something on my hands and just hold them up every so often, or maybe a glow necklace or something. We'll think of something, you guys. Yeah,
very tubular.
I don't know if I can promise to be using 80s terminology all episode.
Totally radical.
I will be way too much in the Garth and Wayne mindset at that point, I think.
I'm okay with this, though. Like, that's fine by me, because I do love me some Wayne and Garth.
Anyway.
That's a good way.
So why don't you go ahead and start this train rolling?
Okay. Do we want to do the memes, or do we want to go over to Handmaids?
Let's start with Handmaids so that we can end funny with the memes.
We can do that.
It's kind of just, it makes you cringe and it makes you want to cry a little bit.
Yeah, so I went ahead and shared the screen of what exactly we're referring to. Yandy, which is an online retailer, does a lot of very strange and unfortunate costumes every year, and usually they make the top 10 list of sexy costumes that should never exist. And this was one of their options this year. It is the Yandy Brave Red Maiden costume. It's in reference to The Handmaid's Tale, which, you know, nothing says, oh, I'm empowering women by making a very sexist outfit. It was just one of those where it crossed a line of being way too uncomfortable. They actually had such a huge backlash against this that they removed the costume. So yeah.
See, this is one of those political ones that my disclaimer was kind of meant for.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of connotations with that costume that you may not want to have associated with you. And it does make people genuinely very upset.
And especially if you know the context of this costume, even if you haven't read the book, enough people know about the TV series to understand that, yeah, these are the costumes that the women wear, the birthing women, basically. Like, they're assaulted and bad things happen to them a lot. This is the last thing that you want to sexify in any way, shape, or form. So right. I'm glad that Yandy understood that people were unhappy about this and took the product off the market. At the same time, they still have a lot of, you know, like sexy geisha girl, sexy Native American, sexy Indian. They don't even say Native American. So yeah, it's just like, ooh. I think we've hit that point in just in general in life and in world circumstances that we need to kind of reevaluate what's considered humorous or funny costumes. And it's okay for us to say, no, this is not appropriate anymore. And then get back to kind of take a step back.
Especially with things being the way they are. Sometimes it's better not to go the provocative route, even right? though obviously, you know, these are meant to make a statement. You don't have to make everything sexy.
Like, exactly.
Just to provoke people. It's not what Halloween is about, at least in my opinion, just because of what Halloween was originally based on. It was supposed to be like you're disguising yourself from spirits that come to take you away.
Nothing it's says
take very me hocus away. Pocus.
Yeah, it's like nothing says come taking me away like sexy Handmaids. Oh man.
And speaking of, there are some really good, you know, Halloween movies out there that show costumes in a good light. And Hocus Pocus is actually one of, I believe, Simplicity's costume patterns this year.
Ooh, I would have to look that up. I don't.
Is it's either it's Simplicity or McCall's, and it is in this year's fall collection. I have seen it.
Interesting.
Yes, they made a comeback this year. I don't think they're officially licensed, though.
They're
knockoffs, but you can tell by the models what it was supposed to be. The only one that I saw this year in their fall collection that I believe is officially licensed are the Harry Potter robes. Those are actually official.
Nice.
But I think everything else that they have this year, they've got, you know, the Star Wars type things. They've got a lot of Avengers type things. Actually, I think their Avengers merch is all licensed. I think those are official. And I think everything else is knockoffs.
Nice. Yeah, I know Spirit has been doing a really nice job of getting more officially licensed content into their stores. Not only like are they doing the Overwatch stuff, and they've added a couple more because they've been spamming me furiously with information about said costumes. But they've also have been adding an official line of Hocus Pocus as well as Disney content, Nintendo content. So it's like, oh, this is it's nice. It's nice to see that they've broaden their horizons, and it's stuff that is supported by the original creators.
Yep. I am all for it. And there's no need to like do these weird things to them. I'm just waiting for them to you know, bring down Bert and Ernie, since that was a big controversy. Oh wait, I think we did that last year.
We did that last year.
When they had Sesame Street. See, this is why we can't have nice things. They're kids shows, you guys. They're kids. It's like putting Mr. Rogers in cutoffs. No, you just, there are some things you don't do.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the next one here.
All right, so in the mind frame of all the things Mimi, because I mentioned this in the chat, we are going to be talking about Bowsette, because this is a thing. It's totally a thing. I have to say, the nice thing is that it's great to see so many people come together and have all these cool creative ideas, because there have been like femme Bowsers in the past. We saw one at Anime Fest. She was fabulous. Great armor. I loved it to pieces. I think we've taken this little Mimi fad have gone way overkill on some of it, because you're just like, whoa, okay, let's pull it back some.
If you guys look this up, please turn safe search on.
Oh, please do.
I do not do it at work.
Yeah, please don't.
Because
however, best
some of these
right
images
there.
Are like the cleaner versions.
The Bowsette train is rolling fiercely on this one. It's just, wow. I was mentioning it to Amber before we went live, is that just in the last like 3 weeks, it's been like meme central. It's just been one after another after another. And content creators have been really quick about making these. Like, they're just pumping them out like crazy. Like, I've already seen somebody cosplay Bongo Cat. We've got a ton of Bowsettes. And the next one we're going to talk about is the Moth one. And I'm just like, it's barely been 2 days. How are people already making these costumes? How do you have time? Explain.
I think, you know, some of the content that is created, I would imagine that people are piecing together from existing materials that they already have. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you know, Bowsette, a lot of people will have corsets or bodysuits already for other costumes.
Right.
And so basically, you just need to grab the accessories or make them really fast. And with this being close to Halloween, a lot of these accessories you can just pick up at Spirit or Party City or any other costume type store. So it's a little easier for content creators to do it like this time of year, mm-hmm. as opposed to if this came out in like April.
Right.
When people are in con crunch for other things. Plus, I think people have realized that attention spans nowadays are so short that basically you have to get yourself out in front of the viral meme to get the traffic, to get the hits, because after a very short period of time, people are already over it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no more viral nature to it. People just kind of look at it and go, eh, you're just, you know, following the train instead of leading it.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when you are a well-known cosplayer and you're kind of expected to be either on top of the trend or ahead of the trend. And you see people doing this, it's almost like you're required to jump on in with it, even if it's not your style, if it's not your taste, or you might just get poked fun at because, hey, you didn't do this thing when it was cool. Why not? Why didn't you do this? And it's just like, man, this isn't everybody's style. This is certainly not my style. I have seen people do variations of the crown with other characters. Like there's a Waluigi version. I thought it was adorable. I thought it was very cute. It was very tomboyish, which is way more my type of character. I've seen people do it with Yoshi, with Toad, and even doing it with Mario himself. Like, and there's variations of this, and they are really, really cool and cute. This borderline's a little too much for me, but that's just my personal taste. But it is kind of cool to see how creative people are being with the materials that they have on hand to whip these up so quickly.
And this also goes to show, I mean, not this costume in particular, but just conceptually, that it's perfectly okay to make a costume out of things you already have in your closet.
Absolutely. Closet cosplay is 100% totally fine. Nothing wrong with it. People do it all the time.
Yep. You don't have to go out and buy a whole bunch of things. You don't have to go and commission a costume. You can literally just assemble it out of some basic accessories.
A friend of mine, she goes by Hee-Hee, part of Twinsnet Cosplay. A couple of years ago, they actually did a whole Koopa Troopa kid cosplay group. And so they've already made those turtle shells before. And she was helping people out with suggestions on how to make that backpack. And what she did was she bought a Ninja Turtle backpack and then repurposed it for her Koopa shell. And I was like, that's perfect. And you just use foam for the spikes and you're done. You don't have to get anything fancy or crazy with it. You probably spend less than $15 and you're done.
Yep. And some of these costumes are probably not necessarily con appropriate. Just saying.
Yeah, some of them are probably borderline. Some places they'd probably be okay. Like if you had maybe adjusted the bust line so it was a little bit higher, or adjusted around the panty area where it's a little bit lower or covers more of your butt cheek, then you're probably okay. Some of these, the borderline, probably no. They would definitely tell you go change at A-Fest. That's a guarantee.
Yes. All okay. Right. So next one.
The other one I have, I don't understand this. Can someone explain this to me? I need to find, and I can't do this right now because I'm presenting this image, but this is a new meme about a moth. I don't understand it, but I've already seen people cosplaying from it. Like they have a lamp next to them.
Help us out, chat.
Can someone please explain this? I don't get it.
Because I see that PewDiePie may be involved here, and I think may explain some of it. Because I
might see explain
in the header there for Reddit. So,
oh Lord, I don't get it. And I need to try to find the image of the cosplayer who's actually trying to, like, because I saw one and I was like, man, it hasn't even been a full day and you've already Photoshopped something. Like, I mean, wow. This,
it reminds me of, oh, the Christmas lights and the wall cosplay. What is that? Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
It reminds me of that.
Yeah. That one, I think I can kind of get that. If you watch the show, it makes sense. But if you don't watch the show, you're like, what is this?
Which was my reaction because I've never seen the show.
Right? So yeah, hang on a second. I'm going to stop presenting this so I can start looking to see if I can find this cosplayer. And I'm going to check this. Let's see. Do. Allie, I don't understand in all caps.
I mean, these are the sorts of things that make viral cosplay, you guys. We just don't understand what this particular one is. And I think part of it is because it's so new that it just, the explanation hasn't gotten around yet. And when people share these memes, they don't always share. It's like having to explain a joke and it's not funny anymore. They're basically sharing the meme without explaining the meme so that if you don't get it, you just kind of, huh?
Yeah, it's very head tilting and you're just like, yeah, okay, here it is. Here it is. Hang on. Let me go ahead and share it again. This is the one that I saw, and it was specifically to reference this meme. I don't understand that this was literally done like a day and a half after the meme came out. And it's by Living Dead Doll. But I was like, I don't get it. And with her, she Photoshopped like the moth stuff on her. So it's not really like full on cosplay, but it's like she did the wig, she did the makeup. I don't get it. I also didn't realize that cosplaying memes was a thing now. I'm going to blame the pigeon one. That seemed to start it all. Is this pigeon? Yeah. So chat, if you can please like explain to us, that would be great. But I think we're all on the same wavelength of we don't understand.
You know, maybe I'm just too old for these things. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to read some of Kaori's statements here. The Bowsette meme came from the new power-up in Ultimate New Super Mario Bros. That I do know. So a crown was placed on Toad. Was it on Toad or Toadette? One of the two. And that made that person into a princess. And so it just kind of transformed into, oh, let's just stick this on Bowser. Oh, Bowser becomes a chick.
Nintendo, I think, there was a bit of a controversy over because Nintendo was like, oh yeah, we invented this a while ago. Here are some comics showing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one I remember. I just don't understand the moth thing.
Yeah, and there's actually official art of a female Bowser in the Mario Odyssey art book. Oh,
that's the one I was thinking of, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so they did put it on Toadette. Actually, a mutual of ours made the suggestion that maybe it's not about the crown changing their gender. It's all about them turning that person into royalty, because Toadette is already a female, and then she turns into royalty. So instead of it being, you know, a princess or queen Bowser, what if it becomes King Bowser, and he becomes dressed up in a nice tux? Like, I'd be okay with that. But I mean, and I've actually had seen some people making fan art specifically around that. For people to cosplay, like, hey, what if we just, instead of, you know, changing their genders, what if we put them in regal positions?
I've actually seen a bit of fan art with a Wedding Peach with a very well-dressed Bowser that's like that in a tux.
See, that would be awesome. I would be cool with that.
There's all sorts of things you can do for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of cool to see that it's prompting so many cool and unique ideas about this.
Hey, if you want to gender bend any of these characters, go for it.
We are certainly not stopping you, and we never will stop you.
Nope. As long as it's legal, obviously.
Okay, so I think Allie got us the simplicity pattern number for Hocus Pocus. It's 8720.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So enjoy! You will definitely have to make some slight alterations so it's more movie accurate, but...
Well, as with any knockoff, basically.
Kind of a knockoff, but you know, hey.
Generally, those kind of patterns are actually really easy to alter from my experience.
I've done one of those with their Game of Thrones costume, Game of Thrones esky costume. I had to do a lot of alterations because it ended up being way oversized, but the general shape and the style made sense. It just needed to be taken in.
Yep. All right. Do we have any others to share?
That's all that I have, because I wasn't planning for much else beyond that. I still have to gather all of the other ones for our big Halloween hoopla. So if you guys know of any crazy sexy costumes that are on the market this year that you just looked at it and you're like, why did they make this a thing? Please inform us, because we enjoy talking about them and head desking. And we like having you guys react to our head desking.
Please make sure that the photos are legal. Like, if we're going to screen share them, we need to be able to show them to the audience. So please make sure that they're legal. I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but just in case. But otherwise, we invite you guys to go ahead and share those and your thoughts on any of the costumes that we presented here on any of our social media, which you can, of course, find here. And we invite you to join our Discord channel and chat with us about what you are doing for Halloween, what your plans are. Otherwise, we hope that everything is going well for you guys in terms of cosplay. And we have one final announcement. Yes, this is important. Hopefully you guys have stuck around for this. I hope you guys are all sitting. We're going to take a hiatus. Now, I hear the screams and gasping already from your chairs to the screens. Please calm down.
Those are really loud gasps and screams. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I hear them all the way through my headset. We've been doing this for 6 years without a single break. We have not taken a break in 6 years, you guys. And honestly, we are at the point in our lives where, unfortunately, you know, there are health issues that are really getting in the way. There are family issues that are just kind of unavoidable for us right now. And it's starting to impact our recording schedule. And it's making it really hard for us to be able to keep consistent with the show. And we don't want to give you guys a shoddy product. So between the two of us, we decided that our last recording for this year will be our After Dark episode, the one that you guys hear on Halloween. So we highly, highly, highly encourage you guys to be there with us live for the show, because that will be our last one for this year. That said, note that I said this year, we're not pod fading. We're not going away.
No.
So don't be afraid of that. We need a couple of months off, 2 months to be exact, to recharge ourselves and to kind of basically take care of our families and take care of ourselves. So we're going to be gone for the holiday season. We do invite you guys, in the meantime, please do continue to share the show. We have plenty of episodes. We have 6 years worth of archive for you guys to go back and listen to and share with friends. And not only that, if you guys have not visited our YouTube channel in a while, we have 6 years of not only the podcast, but panel archives. You can watch cosplay contests. You can watch workshops. You can watch all sorts of cosplay-related content. We have 6 years worth of that. So there's plenty that can keep you guys busy for 2 months while we kind of take a short break.
And all of our normal stuff, like our social media channels, our Discord, all that will still be active. We'll still be around and doing stuff. We just won't be recording episodes. And really, when we sat down and thought about it, it's only 4 episodes that we're not recording. It's right. Not that many. So it's like, okay, I think we've earned enough of a little bit of a break that we could do this. Kind of recharge, refocus, regroup, but we can also start working on all of our all con prepping.
Yes, that. So don't worry that, you know, we're going away, because it's for a very short time. This is only, you know, until we meet again.
And little vacation.
Exactly. We will see you guys the first weekend of the new year is when we will record our next episode after we finish out for Halloween. So join us there. And of course, in the meantime, you guys can always find us on social media, where we will be around, just not, you know, streaming in front of you guys. So that said, we will wish you guys happy cosplay. See you, hopefully, next episode for our After Dark. Remember to get those horror stories in, and happy cosplaying.
Bye, guys.